When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Welcome to Sewing Out Loud, the official podcast of ZD Sewing Studio. Here are your hosts, ZD and Mallory.
Sewing Out Loud.
Hello and welcome to the podcast. I'm Mallory Donahue.
This is ZD Donahue.
And it's been a while. You got your podcasting legs back?
Well, you know, the people out there don't know it's been a while.
I know. That's okay. We're trying to share.
I ask you like every day almost.
I know. Are we going Mom's to like, record? Are we going to record?
Right.
Well,
We've been busy.
We've been busy. And we announced in our newsletter last week that we made a really big business decision. It was a big one and it elicited a lot of responses. And that is the announcement that the ZD Sewing Studio retail location is closing on March 31st, 2017.
Right.
So that was, I felt stressed in the weeks leading
well,
up to the announcement.
It was a stressful decision to make.
It was a stressful decision to make. It was a hard decision to make.
I mean, we've done that for a long time. There's customers that we're attached to. Well, we like to teach. We like to, you know, interact with people.
I like having all the machines around, right. So that when people ask questions,
totally
about
enjoy
them,
the machines.
I really that, and you know, so that's the one thing we can't do if right. we don't have a retail space is sell machines.
Right. Well, you can't sell baby lock machines. There are machines you can sell.
You can't sell some of the machine brands where you're, you know, right. you got to have a dealership.
You have to have a dealership. The dealership agreement. Part of it is that you have a retail store in a retail location that can be delivered to by, you know, a truck, blah, blah, blah. Lots of, you know, parameters in there to make sure you're a true retail store.
So before anybody is like, oh, my God, my favorite sewing podcast is going away.
No, it's not.
No, it's not. So we're going to continue to do everything that we do, that we have done online, the podcasts, the online classes, like the EZT class and more. We're going to continue to sell physical things online.
Well, and that's one reason we are closing the store. We had to make some decisions.
So I just want everybody to know, because a few people were like, oh, so you're closing out of all this stuff, you know, or whatever.
Right.
So everything that we currently sell online is going to stay there, and it's going to get easier to find, and all the products in the online store are going to get new friends.
That's right.
New products that still need to be added to the store. And so Mom was saying, you know, that all of this, it all takes time.
Right.
And so that's part of, I guess we can go into a little bit of the why we chose to close our brick and mortar store. You want to talk
about
that a little bit?
Well, I think, you know, it's hard to say what, you know, we are. What I don't know how to frame
the
this.
One thing.
What,
yeah.
What are we best at? What do we have the most affinity for doing or whatever? And we really like to teach.
We do.
And we really like to inform. And that's one of the things we liked about the machines was when we did sell someone a machine, we had a big, big, what I call aftercare program. We always took care of people. We made sure that they knew how to use their machines and that, you know, they got the most they could. That was a lot of time.
It is a lot of time.
We enjoyed it, but we've branched out into these other things, which actually I had done a lot of all along, you know, the teaching, making classes. Uh-huh. I was doing classes before there were online classes.
Right.
patterns before there were online PDFs, that type of thing. And I, you know, we did neglect that just a little bit too.
Well, and that's sort of, it's so hard because
you just have to make a choice.
Yeah, when we talk about the transition from in-store to online only.
Right.
You know, and I tell people the online stuff is exploding.
That's right.
There's a big return on investment there. And I'm talking to people in the store and I say, you know, not that we don't value all of the customers who have supported us in store. And almost everybody, you know, who comes in the store a lot has been so supportive.
Absolutely.
And excited for us.
Right.
And they'll say, you know, I'm sad. Right. I'm sad that this is, that the store is no longer going to be here, that I can't come in here all the time, you know. And I definitely understand that. And there was some definite sadness, you know, on our part, too. But we're only so many people.
Right. And the one thing about a small business is because it's small, you can change it when you need to, or opportunities look like they're more productive in another area. I feel like we can be more productive, honestly.
I do too.
In producing our own media.
I feel like we have this opportunity, you know, to make really unique things.
Right. And the thing is,
if
we keep the store, I do not think that we could continue to produce the media the way we are.
Right.
It's just become so overwhelming. So we had to make a business decision. And the thing is that when you close a brick and mortar store, it's very obvious that you have done this change to your business.
Right.
So it's obvious to the people, of course, the patrons who have been coming in and out the door. It's probably not the biggest change we have made ourselves.
Yeah.
But it wasn't so obvious
to other people.
To those patrons that were coming in and out of the store. We've made big changes. We've made a lot of changes all along. You have to, even to survive when you're a small business. So I think the thing is when you're making, you know, this is a business decision for us. But unlike some of the other business decisions, I think that we knew that there would be people that would be so very aware of it and, you know, miss part of it. Now, the thing is there's going to be certain things they're going to miss, but there's certain things we're going to have to offer them.
That's the thing is a lot of people who listen to the podcast. I mean, we do have a lot of our local people who listen to the podcast, but I know a lot of the people who listen are people who found us online, who've never visited
Absolutely.
The brick-and-mortar store,
Absolutely.
Who never even considered it because they live so far away,
right.
or they have their own brick-and-mortar store. And, you know, they've said, I'm excited that you're going to be able to do some of the things that you've talked about. Because, you know, we have made some promises that we haven't been able to fully keep yet.
Right.
You know, we are talking about our leggings class that is in, oh my gosh, almost ready, you know.
Right.
Among
all of the other our little instructional videos and things like that. Right, and those are easy to pop out if you're set up for them.
Yep.
If you're ready to go, if you've got your taping ready and all that. But if you have a retail store and the doors are open and people are coming in and out, guess who can't tape?
You know, and everybody who's visited the store and listened to the podcast and come in and said, I listen to the podcast, I think they've seen me. And that's because I'm at the store almost 100% of the time it's open.
Right.
So running.
Well, that's what happens.
That's right. That's what you got to do. And so running the store, it takes a lot of time. And like I said, I don't want to put down the people who've benefited from the time we've put into the store, of course. But those people also have benefited from our online videos, our instructional things, and being able to do more of those. And it truly is kind of where our hearts are. Well, when we've told our friends, we've told our other business contacts that this is where we're going, we've gotten responses like, oh, you guys were born to do this. Like, you know, or you're so good at the speaking and the presenting and the podcasting. And one of our customers was like, you know, I knew after you released the first few podcasts that this was going to be the this was going to be the big big, you know, thing for you, you know. And I'm like, well, that's a nice thing to hear that people recognize that it's what we're doing.
Well, I think too the customers that we've had that are patronizing the store have also benefited so much from what we've done online. You know, they're watching the videos at 2 o'clock in the morning or 10 o'clock at night, and you know, when we're not available to them, we're online. We're available, you know, 24 hours a day.
Yeah,
around the world.
No, we're available, and you know, ZD, we've discussed this a little bit, but you know, you've had some health crises in the past, you know, few years. And I was talking to some people. You had a big health event in 2010.
Yes.
And that's when I sort of took over the store management. And there was like this generation of customers who came in who really had not met you because you weren't in the store.
Right.
And then we started this podcast. And it was like, now there's a whole generation of these online customers who know you so well, and you're able to contribute. Like, I think that being able to distribute your knowledge over the internet like this has allowed us to overcome a lot of hurdles that life has thrown at us.
It also seems to be much more efficient at getting information out of there instead of sitting in a store and, you know, just by who comes in or doesn't come in that day, or if they can get in or if they can't get in, or, you know, and people plan to come in that don't come in and things happen.
Right.
Where if, you know, if we have this on tape
all the time,
the time, accessible all the time, you know, the information can get there.
And I think I've made myself clear. I hope I've made myself clear that I value the very supportive customers who have patronized our brick and mortar store. That being said, any of you who have ever worked retail, and I know some of our very important customers have worked retail, you know the types of challenges that can kind of assail you all day long at any retail store. And, you know, we're a real specific retail store, but it can really be, it can be so hard when I'm sitting there in the store. And I wish that, I wish I could be making this video or this blog post.
Well, you know, somebody, people want this video that you're not making.
That I could, that I can be making something that somebody asked for.
Right.
And I have to wait here. And then someone walks in and is like, you got sewing thread like they got at Walmart. You know? And I'm like, no, this
that
isn't Walmart.
That is somewhat discouraging.
Yeah, it can be discouraging. There can be a lot to deal with a sewing machine dealership, too.
Well, we've always been, you know, I think, the happiest, too, when we're giving classes.
Right.
When we've made appointments to meet those people, to get our information out there. I think that's when we feel the best, is instead of working with that particular customer that wanted the Walmart thread or whatever, that, you know, the people who want the good, meaty,
They want the good information.
Yeah, they want the good. I want to say that, you know, not all, but it's real information.
Yeah, it's not fluff.
Right, right.
Yeah,
it's not fake information or alternative information.
Yeah,
or whatever. It's real.
Or like fluff, or kind of like sewing grandstanding.
Right. Absolutely.
Or something like, you know, I don't want to say showmanship because we
I mean, grandstanding is done in everything.
Yeah, we're definitely showmen of sewing. But we also really want to get across that good information that's applicable in your sewing every day. And so it's not just like, oh, come in and make this Kleenex holder.
Right.
It's not what it was at ZD's.
You know, something came up not too long ago on the self-sewn page, and someone said, "Oh, ZD, I really like your stories."
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know, besides the entertainment value of the stories, a lot of times, almost 99% of the times, there is a point to my story. If I tell you that...
Whatever. No.
At least I believe.
Oh, okay.
At least I believe the
sure,
rest.
Sure, ZD.
but if I tell you that story, you'll remember what I've told you.
Yeah.
You'll remember the factual part of what I've told you. And I had a professor in college who is my anatomy professor, and he was actually a spy in World War II. Actually, he was also my father's high school biology teacher, which is really bizarre.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And he would start talking about the digestive system. And then he would, like, put these stories in there about, well, when I was a spy, I could only eat a hot dog while the guy I was trailing, you know, was eating this nice dinner, and I wound up with all these digestive problems. And, and I would remember everything that man
yeah,
said.
Yeah, right.
I mean, he was interesting. I was there. He held me. I didn't fall asleep. Nobody fell asleep in this guy's class. He was a great. So, you know, the stories and the entertainment and the commonalities help you remember the information that makes you successful in sewing.
Right. So I think we'll take a little break and then come back and talk about the importance, what the importance of brick and mortar stores are and what the importance of, you know, sewing media like we're going to be creating is. Hey, Mom.
Yeah?
You can feel free to compliment me.
Oh, no.
On
what?
On this.
What?
My feel free to compliment me enamel lapel pin.
Oh, Mallory, every time that you hear something wrong, are you going to make a lapel pin about it?
Maybe. Do you want one?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Well,
isn't it teal?
Yes, it's teal and pink. And you can get one by going to sewhere.com/compliment.
Just so you know, I'm not putting it on my lapel. It's going on my hat.
Oh, it's going on your hat. It could be a hat pin, too. Okay. All right. So if you want to get in on the feel free to compliment me in on the club, go to sewhere.com/compliment and order our very first sewhere.com lapel pin.
Sewing out loud.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Okay, so we're back. And as we go forward on this, like, you know, I think anybody could stop us and be like, but we need sewing stores.
And we do.
And we do. It's just like, that's not what ZD and Mallory Donahue can do right now.
Right, right.
You know, so we don't think that, like, brick and mortar stores are a bad idea. Or that
in fact, you will find that we're going to be very, very supportive of any brick and mortar store.
And I hope that if you do have a sewing store, that you're going there,
right,
shopping at it. You know,
we'll be glad to come there and meet you there and give a presentation if you'd like.
Okay, Mom, you're getting a little ahead of yourself.
Okay.
So anyway, we definitely think that they're important, but I hope people know that it really is a small team. It's you and me.
Right.
And Sam and Becca.
That's right.
And you may have been wondering, if you haven't read the newsletter or been a part of the discussion in the groups, but Sam and Becca are coming with us.
That's right.
So a lot of people ask about them. They're like, what are they doing? What's going to happen to Sam and Becca? And first of all, I think that's very sweet. And Sam thought so, too. She was like, oh, those people are worried about me. So that's nice. But it's just that we are, you know, who we are and how many people we are. And this is what we are going to focus on.
Well, and Mallory, you know? I think I've told you, and I've told you this all your life, things change.
Mm-hmm. No, I tell you that all. No.
But and things should change. And things shouldn't stay the same because everything changes around us all the time.
That's right. And, you know, a lot of people who are bloggers now, people who've started sewing and then they started a blog and then their careers have gone all sorts of places, you know, they don't, like, always open up a brick-and-mortar store, or sometimes they do or something. And I almost feel like we, like, kind of went at it a little, like, we have, like, a backward story for these modern sewing personalities. You know, I don't know of a lot of people who are like, I owned a store.
Right.
And then
and I did this and I dealt with the public in this way.
Yeah.
And then
right.
And I realized what people wanted in sewing because I had the store.
Yeah. I think we do kind of have like a unique story like that. So I'm excited to share it more. And like Mom said earlier, we are going to make ourselves available to the world. If you would like to see us at your guild meeting or at your sewing store, there is a little button on the website, and it if you go to sewhere.com, it says book us.
That's right.
And you can get in touch with us about, you know, ZD and Mallory coming to your area and talking to you about sewing communities.
What we will do
fitting
is
your body.
Well, and we will tailor the presentation or the
will we tailor it?
Yes, ha ha ha. Whatever seems right.
Whatever
for your particular right. So we have several different ways that we can be in a public forum.
Well,
it's not just one way. It's not just teaching you how to sew a dress or
we're not kind of bound to the store or bound to making sure it is staffed or something like that. We can be very mobile and do that. And, you know, this format is going to give us more time with our families, more time to cultivate sanity and health and health, physical health, mental health. I know that as our online presence has sort of exploded over the past few months, I think with the Facebook group and the boxes and the, you know, the podcast has been sustaining that as well. It has made my life very, very, very busy. It's almost like having, you know, two full-time jobs because I'm at the store waiting for the person to come in and ask me about thread. Just ask me, you know.
Well,
I mean,
people who have
all that.
People who own their own business realize you never get away from it either.
Right.
You know, we might shut that door and come home and then we're at home doing something for that business. Or another thing is, you know, people would say, oh, well, you have, you know, Sunday off. They didn't know that I might spend all day Sunday doing paperwork, you know, at the shop or something like, you know, there's a lot of work behind the scenes. And that's in any job. And I think that, you know, if you haven't done it, you don't know what the experience is.
And it's also, you know, when I kind of explain this to people, and I do talk about, I mean, I really do. I think this is going to make my life a little simpler. We'll see what happens.
Oh, I don't know that it's going to make it simpler.
Simpler. A little.
I think it might make it more focused.
Well, that's the thing. Then that's something that I think.
Because you're going in, there's too many directions that we're going in now. And that's why we had to make the decision.
Yeah.
Because I think there were, you know, we were picking which tributary to go onto every day instead of, you know, staying in the channel of things.
Yeah, and I think that can really benefit us and it can benefit our customers.
Absolutely.
When we get some more focus. And I
I absolutely think this is a benefit to the people that we would like to serve.
Right. You keep making me forget what I was going to say because you keep saying things. What I was going to say about focus.
Glad you never did that
Make things simpler. Oh, well, I guess I want to say sometimes I get some feedback about this thing. They say, you're going all online, you know?
Right. Huh?
And then they think, oh, you can work from home. It's going to be so easy. And I'm like, I don't think it's going to be easy. And
well,
I
will tell you, I've worked from home.
I finally got it back. I guess what I wanted to say is it's not that I don't want to work hard, but we don't want to work hard. It's that we want to work smarter with what's working for the business. You know, like you said, people are asking for certain things that we haven't gotten to fulfill. And so working smarter, I think, is going to help that. Going to help us create the things that people are asking for. Was it worth it? Was it worth the wait after I said I'd forgotten what I was going to say?
I don't know. You'll have to ask the listeners.
So a lot of questions people have asked. People ask some really good questions. Are we going to, you know, am I still going to be able to access the EZT class? And can I still buy denim? And da-da-da-da-da. And all of that is definitely true. You'll be able to do anything you've done with us over the internet. You're going to be able to keep doing. So still have access to online classes, still be able to order products that we stock in our online store. And like I said, more of those things will be coming. So another thing that's coming is a way to support the podcast and all the other sewing media we create. If you are buying every single piece of sewing supplies from your local brick and mortar store, awesome. Means you've got a good local brick and mortar store. But if you're familiar with the platform Patreon, where you can be a patron of the arts and supports, you know, any type of media that you enjoy, we're going to be doing something like that, where you can have a little monthly contribution to sewhere.com in order to support the sewing media you love. So that's going to be rolling out probably in the next month or two. That we'll be, or I don't know, maybe we'll have it ready next week. We'll just have to see how everything's going. So yeah, Mom, you got any more thoughts about closing the store, about anything?
Oh, I don't know.
That?
It just seems so overwhelming. We're selling everything, including the fixtures, and it just seems so overwhelming.
Well, yeah. So I just came from the store, and we've got some abbreviated hours this month where we weren't going to be open on Tuesdays. So, like,
so you were there on Tuesday.
Like, six people came in the store.
Did they?
Tuesday, yeah. And that's fine. They wanted to pick up and drop off machines, you know, with service and all that jazz. And so we, of course, let people come in the store, but we were there working on other stuff and trying to get other things out, shipping some orders, shipping online orders, et cetera. And yeah, it is a madhouse right now. In fact, I've got to go live tomorrow in the self-sewn wardrobe group. And I'm just kind of like, oh my gosh, I hope everything's where I left it when I went live last time.
I know.
We'll see what happens tomorrow morning.
It seems like it just keeps, like, you know, more things just keep
popping up.
Right?
Well, you've had the store. You bought the store 11 years ago.
Yeah.
And we've been in the space we're in for
six
years. So, you know, it's a lot of stuff, a lot of things to deal with. And yeah, it is overwhelming. I'm just getting tired thinking about it. So anyway, I think if you've got any questions or feedback about us, and closing the brick and mortar store or anything, I'd love to hear from you. You can email me at mallory@sewhere.com. You can find us on Instagram. We're at ZD Sewing Studio. And we have a Facebook group called The Self-Sewn Wardrobe with Mallory Donahue. And it's a lot of fun and a really good time. So we'd love to interact with you on the interwebs some more. So thank you for listening.
So long and so happy.
Thanks for listening to Sewing Out Loud. For even more expert sewing advice, visit sewhere.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.